This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Jo Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Alan Minskoff is my co-pilot for the whole week, and he has been flying us through a world of fiction, and I love it.
Oh, today we are really flying, because today we are doing what people describe as a metafiction, Parasol Against the Axe. And for those who don't know, metafiction in the simplest way is simply like the author, who is ever giving you the telling the story, looks out from you from the page and says, well, I am really doing a book. And in this case, the book is partially really told from the point of view of Prague, where it is set.
I love Prague.
And so does she, and so does the author, Helen Oyeyemi. And it is read brilliantly by the Aussie, Dorji Swallow. And Aussie makes sense because there's some Australian characters. And so him doing the narration makes a lot of sense.
He read this book and did so brilliantly, called The Sun Rose in Paris, which I just kind of fell into. It was great while I was gardening. It was just so cool. And tell me more about Parasol Against the Axe, set in Prague. I approve. I love Prague. Gorgeous city.
And it's about two women who were friends and now are antagonists. So instead of really protagonists, you have two antagonists. And what is fascinating in the metafiction world is that sometimes the characters don't know what's going to happen as soon as you do, as the reader. Sometimes this author steps out and says, here's what's going to happen to this lady. And you know it before she does. And that is fascinating. It is truly a performance to remember. I described it in my review as a whirligig of a novel, and you could say anything because it moves. For example, a lot of the characters are reading a book called Paradoxical Undressing. And each of them is reading it, and it's a different book for them. Well, that would not happen in a normal novel. But when you enter this world of metafiction, of where the stories beget stories, it is simply a different, and I thought, very compelling world. And Prague itself, like I said, seems to narrate parts.
But wait.
But Dorji Swallow.
But that's what's so interesting, because on one hand, yes, obviously, a novel being different for every reader, it's exaggerated in metafiction, but isn't that really true for all of us? Aren't books, we all read differently?
I think you have, as is very often with Jo Reed, you've hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think that's her point, that I'm going to read this metafiction
right.
in a very different
way. And
that's
what I love about metafiction, that it really exposes what goes on in that, you know, relationship you have with books.
And the relationship with the narrator to the material, and the relationship
right.
of the author to the narrator to the material. So
yeah, I know. It's just layers.
It's layers and layers. And I found it, you know, compelling. And it was another one, was hard to put down, because, you know, there's so much going on. And you kind of look forward to, what would this character think of Paradoxical Undressing? And what did it mean to these other people? Plus, I thought that's a great title for a book within a book. Paradox.
And I think Parasol Against the Axe is such an evocative title.
And those are the two women. Those are the two antagonists. One is the parasol and one is the axe. And in fact, we'll hear about the first one in the sound sample.
Okay. So do you need to do anything else to set it up?
I've done all I could do.
Okay. This is Parasol Against the Axe. It's by Helen Oyeyemi, and it's read by Dorji Swallow.
We'll begin with a bit about Hiro Tojisowa. If you need to picture her, she stands 6 feet tall in socks, inhabiting this stature fully and with lightness. So she should, The first of her handful of growth spurts took place when she was 10. She's had 30 years to master this balletic balance. Her dreadlocks are both short and long, and a mix of black and grey. She claims she's letting her youth go, but the overall effect is a silver-speckled, strategically parted mantle of twists that tickle the tip of her nose and slide to a downy stop at the base of her hairline.
Okay, first of all, I love the tone in his voice. A little bit removed, a little bit sardonic. Very quick, which I also like. And I like the timbre of his voice.
And the setup for the rest of the novel is just exquisite. And this is not to say that this woman cannot do wonderful description and writing. The description of this character is so, it really stays with you. Her height, her hair, her affect. I mean, this is really good writing.
Lovely. And it takes place in Prague.
Yes.
Go team. Okay, that's Parasol Against the Axe by Helen Oyeami, and it's read by Georgie Swallow. Thank you again, Alan. My God, talk about heavy hitters.
And you're going to love Friday.
I bet I will, too. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Thomas Nelson, publisher of the new audiobook, Now and Not Yet. Written and narrated by best-selling author Ruth Chow Simmons. Available everywhere you get your audiobooks, April 9th. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.